important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
I'll tell you what, happy to be with you on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, right around the corner here. Glad to have you here with us on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am your host, Randy Bergen. Glad to have you with me. As we always do, we'll talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. We're doing something a little different today. And, well, let's see. I'm broadcasting from, as you can see in the backdrop, Augusta. My posse, Danny Spivey. Dan, you are in. Well, you're on the Monterey Peninsula at Pebble Beach.
Absolutely, at Pebble Beach. And, I guess I'm taking the place of the West Coast correspondent, you know, Bingham. But, you'd be surprised how close we are, how close actually Augusta and Pebble Beach are in today. Proximity today.
Exactly. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a lot of fun. But one of the things that I want to do today is throughout the show, if you want to win a five-pack to Glen Lakes, here's what's going to happen. I want you to text to 251-343-0106. Again, 251-343-0106. Type your name, your phone number, and which course, if you could only play one course, one more course in your life, your two choices are Augusta or Pebble Beach. Which one would it be? Okay? Wow. Now, what we're going to do at the end of the show is we're going to put all the names in the hat. We're going to draw a name out, and somebody's going to win a five-pack to Glen Lakes.
Okay, so they're not going to win a round of golf there.
Well, they could.
They could.
They could. Probably not on this show.
Right.
But they could. And of course, Dan, you're way away from me, so I'm looking at you as if you're here with me.
Yeah.
I do want to mention we're doing a video today, so check us out. We're on Southern Fairways. You can go to Facebook, search Southern Fairways Golf. You can go to my Facebook, Randy Bergen, or you can go to our YouTube. Go to Randy Bergen Golf on YouTube. All right, you can check it out if you'd like to see. Now, let me just tell you real quick that if you have children in the room, you may want them to leave the room because this could hurt their eyes. This could hurt their eyes. I'm telling you.
Well, once you do see us on live streaming, I did put a little base on my head so that the glare wasn't too bad today. You know, but.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
The practice run we did the other day, it was glaring pretty bad. But no, hey, again, 251-343-0106. You want to win a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Tell us which course, if you could only play one more course in your life, and it either had to be Pebble Beach or Augusta, boy, those are tough choices, which one would it be? All right, at the end, we'll tell you which course won and who won the five-pack. But we're going to give away some more golf through the show as well. But glad to have you here with us. We are broadcasting actually live from the La Casa Bergen.
There it is.
In Spanish for it. There it is. And glad to have you here with us. All right. So 251-343-0106. Now, as you know, not a whole lot of golf going on. They're going to crank back up in June, and we'll get you wound up and get going and let you know what's going to be happening. We'll talk about the schedule that we now know about. I talked a little bit about it last week. But we'll kind of dive into that just a little bit more today, all right? Something we're going to do as well. If we are caller-friendly, we're not caller-driven, but if you would like to, if you have a question or a comment, you'd like to join us, you can dial 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106, okay? Danny?
Well, looking at the upcoming tour schedule, of course, everything's been modified and some of the dates have been confirmed. Basically, all of the dates have been confirmed. But, of course, going to Colonial to start everything, the Charles Schwab Challenge on June 11th and 14th, and the RBC Heritage, and then the Travelers Championship, then the Rocket Mortgage, then the John Deere. All those will be spectator-free, Randall.
And yes, they will.
Which should be quite interesting. Now, it's real interesting. I believe the NFL draft, especially that first round, the first few hours of the first round. I think it was probably the most heavily watched NFL draft in I don't know how long. I think they broke records. I think everybody was really trying to get away into the sports mood, so to speak. So it's going to be interesting to watch some live golf coming up here in, about a month and a half, especially at Colonial Country Club. A lot of us are very familiar with that. Of course, we have some friends over there. But the first time they're going to be letting live spectators is in my hometown at the Memorial.
There you go. There you go. That should be, and that's one of the.
And that's mid-July.
And I want to talk a little bit about that today because you heard Roy talk about, hey, the Ryder Cup is not the Ryder Cup without fans, okay? The President's Cup is not going to be the President's Cup without fans. Are these golf tournaments, how much fun are they going to be for the golfer, the player, when they don't have fans with them? Is that something that might even work a little bit better for them? Is it a distraction when you have a lot of fans? Don't know.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Brooks Koepka already weighed in on it that I think they're going to lose more golf balls. You know, when you hit one a foul ball on the PGA Tour, 99 times out of 100, they find it, unless you're overseas or at the Open Championship where they have lost golf balls and made championship in that deep heather weft. But, it will be interesting for the players. Of course, there'll be key essential personnel there, of course, camera people and the media, some limited media, their caddies and so forth. They're going to be able to social distance. There's no place better to social distance than on a golf course. You can really get 6 feet away from everybody in that standpoint. But it will be interesting for them. There will be adjustment just like everybody else. But I think it will be a good barometer for professional sports to see how golf does it. It looks like they're going to be kind of going a little bit ahead of everybody else. And as we look at the NFL, everybody got very excited about it. Of course, college football down south, so important around the country. But it'll be very interesting to see how people receive everything as far as golf without spectators. No crowds, no screaming, no anything.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. I don't think anything, there's a question about that, but you did mention something with football. Of course, the NFL draft going on, that's happening. What's supposed to happen in Las Vegas, as you know, we were supposed to do a celebrity event in Las Vegas at this time. Didn't happen. So everything was kind of in the basement, if you will. And did you like the draft? If you're an Alabama fan, are you happy where Tua went? How about Joe Burrow, one of our good friends? One of our West Coast correspondents, Jim Starkey, he had a neighbor who was the first round. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Out at Dana Point. So, and that was Joe Burrow.
Well, one of the big things I found more interesting than actual, I think besides the number four pick with the offensive lineman from Georgia, or was he three or four? I can't remember. And we'll get all that to you. But also the big news of where Tua would go. I think the Eagles is a great fit for, the Dolphins is a great fit for Tua. Of course, a lot of people following Jalen Hurts, went early in the second round, goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. The SEC just lambasted everybody. Of course, I'm going to give props to my Ohio State Buckeyes. Basically, the first three picks, Joe Burrow, who's a transfer, goes to LSU, and then the next two picks with Chase Young and the other gentleman go the first three. But the SEC pretty much dominated the entire first round, which everybody was to be expected. But it will be interesting. But the thing I found most interesting, Randall, was the backdrop that everybody used, whether it was Desmond Howard or Kirk Herbstreit or any of those. Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboy wins hands down best backdrop. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then just Google that. He had some people around, and he just decided that it best be do his live backdrop on his giant yacht. Why not?
If you had one, well, how much was that? Like $250 million? Is that what somebody said?
In some change, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You don't want to be invited to go fishing with him, because if he asks you to split the cost of fuel, you're in some serious trouble.
Interesting.
Although I think he'd probably pick up the ticket.
Probably would. Hey, I do want to mention, okay, we're starting this. It's the video side of this. It is something new that we're doing, but we are not going to let it dictate over radio. If it messes up the quality, then we are certainly going to go back to radio. But we want to do this. It ought to be a lot of fun, especially as we start going out. We can get back out and go to these golf courses and some of our favorite places and bring you along with us, all right? One of the ones I cannot wait to get to is going to be Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. All right, we get to Boudreaux's again. That's going to be a lot of fun sitting out on that back deck. So there you go. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We'll be right back. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and TV. radio show and TV show, along with a magazine. By the way, I do want to mention that if you've not picked up one of our magazines, you need to, because they are absolutely phenomenal. And I got to tell you, Joey Johnson, the publisher of the magazine, has done an outstanding job. Now, we've tried to put a lot of these out, but it's been a little difficult, obviously, with some of the golf courses being shut down. But it's a neat magazine, one that I think you could go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and check out the digital version. It's really, really neat. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic magazine. You do need to check it out for sure.
It's a beautiful magazine. Did a little recipe, of course. I believe I did the Hawaiian roll with pimento cheese and smoked ham that you bake in the oven, kind of a casserole. It's a neat little dish. Easy. A lot of people, that's one of the other things during this pandemic and our quarantine and everybody's self-distancing, is some people are learning how to cook, Randall, and some people are just takeout to, you know, all the time. Rice and potatoes, number one sellers at the grocery stores, just behind toilet paper, in case you're wondering.
Wow.
I did my own survey.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, hey, listen, we are doing video. You can go to Southern Fairway. Just go to your Facebook and search Southern Fairways Golf. You can pull it up there. You can go to my Facebook at Randy Bergen, or you can go to our YouTube, Randy Bergen Golf. All right? There's a couple of ways. These are probably not the permanent platforms. We're just doing these just to kind of test out a little bit, so check it out. Now, the question that I have for you, and we've had a lot of response here, is if you could only play, if you're on one of these platforms right now, Facebook or YouTube, you can see that in the background is Augusta and Pebble Beach. So the question is, for any of you, whether you're on the TV side of it or the radio side of it, if you could only play one more round of golf in your life, which would it be? Would it be Augusta National or Pebble Beach? One of those two, okay? Which would it be? Now, what I'd like for you to do is text your answer in at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106, and say, I'd like to play Augusta or I'd like to play Pebble Beach. Right now, we'll tell you, with all the entries that are coming in, which do you think it is, Danny?
Gosh, I would probably lean, because the predominant people listening to our show are from South, I would have to probably say Augusta National.
Well, you would be incorrect. It is Pebble Beach. Okay, see, I would say Augusta. That's right. Where I would want to go for sure. But what I want you to do is I want you to text in at 251-343-0106. We want your name, your phone number, and which one would it be, Pebble Beach or Augusta? At the end of the show, we're going to draw the names out of the hat, and somebody's going to win a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. I'm also going to give away some, maybe a 2-pack to Timber Creek a little bit later on. Actually, what we're going to do with that is we're going to give that to our first responders. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a few minutes, okay? So, there you go. All right, we're set. We're ready to go. Danny, one of the things in sports, as we know, of course, you've got the NFL draft that has been going on, but the NCAA, they have a blanket waiver for cutting sports, will not be considered. Now, one of the big things we've talked about over the last couple of weeks is what's going to happen with seniors. And right. I know, more specifically, in Division I, all right? And give me your thoughts on that again, because if you're a senior, you're going to have the opportunity to come back, is the way I understand this, all right?
And it's kind of complicated, but it's not complicated. Yes, there's going to be that option. But, you know, for the NCAA to come through from a lot of this is financial, Randall. And what they've done is they've basically awarded the opportunity to the specific school or institution to allow for an extra year of eligibility paid for. And it's school by school, and it's going to be conference by conference. I would have to believe that the council members for each specific conference, let's say the SEC conference, gets together and they all unanimously say, okay, here's what we're going to allow for the spring sports that were canceled or postponed or whatever or stopped because of COVID. We're going to go ahead and give you the option for those returning seniors to go ahead and come back. It's going to be on your bill, though, or a combination of the student athlete and the university. Where it gets real sticky is the fact that, and this is both male and female sports, you know, everything, but where it gets sticky is for those conferences maybe that don't have the financial backing of where that's going to come from. You look at some of the other Division I schools and conferences that may not have that or given them option, but you also got to protect the integrity of the conference, the sport, and the individual. So let's say that you're an incoming freshman and you've already signed your letter of intent and you're going to the University of Alabama, so to speak. Well, Coach Sewell will have to make a decision based on whatever senior that may decide to elect to come back for that part. What are we going to do? Because you already have the signed letter of intent, which is a financially binding agreement, basically, with the student athlete and the university in its respective sport to be able to attend college in the fall. So that money's already allocated for. So really the money's got to come out of somewhere, and that's kind of a dilemma. And you know, I'll be honest with you, I like the opportunity for everybody to, you know, that had it canceled. I feel really bad for the seniors in high school that, A, didn't get to go through commencement or anything like that, you know, in a group setting. Of course, there's been some really nice videos of things like that happening. But, for instance, high school golf in the state of Alabama and all across the country completely shut down. No postseason, no sectionals, no districts, and no state tournaments. So obviously, there's no way to make that up. Those are just canceled, and that's just part of this pandemic. But as far as collegiate level, I think they're going to give every opportunity and try to be as fair as possible.
Well, and that's all you can do. That's all you can do. And I think that that's something. It's a tough situation. I mean, it's for school, for jobs. You know, right now, and I know we're getting a little off golf. We love to talk golf first, but right now, even with the restaurants, you look at restaurants trying to reopen, you got some states that, and we'll talk about some of the states that you can't play golf in. I got that for you coming up in just a few moments. But you look at restaurants and places that have servers and waitresses and things such as that. Right now, and I can speak specifically for the state of Alabama, you're almost better off not to go back to work, because you're making the $275 plus the $600, that's $875. For a lot of folks, is more than they make working for a restaurant. All right? So if we try to get this economy started back up, it's going to be a little difficult. It's going to be a little difficult.
Well, it's going to be difficult, but in my opinion, it's going to be up to us. It's going to be the general people. If we wait on, you know, and here we go. I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit from a political standpoint, and I'll be brief. But it's going to be our decision. For instance, I went to Lowe's yesterday, Randall, and I called you, of course, while I was there. And there was a line wrapped around. Now, it was the weekend, and a lot of people getting out doing home projects. Well, they had a counter. I would say about 60% of the people had masks on, probably 50% had gloves on. And so they were letting people in and out. As people left, they would let people in. So there was probably a good 75 to 100 people in line. I was able to get in rather quickly. But the one thing that I noticed is, how should I put this? People have gotten very comfortable with their self-quarantining at home. And I'm not sure everybody's looking at themselves in the mirror before they go out in the public. And I say that because, you know, I'm a big fan of being comfortable. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But if you're a guy and it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to Lowe's in pajama bottoms and flip-flops, you need to rethink some things.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of tough. Sometimes you have to ask that question. They woke up, put those clothes on, looked in the mirror and said, yes, I am ready to go out in public.
It was a choice.
Wow, oh, wow. I don't know.
And, of course, yoga pants are all over the place out there. So I'm just going to stay away from that one. And
all right, let me ask you this. Are you a mask guy now? Are you strictly mask? Are you a mask and gloves? Are you strictly gloves? What are you?
I'm a combo. It kind of depends what I'm doing. I did not wear a mask yesterday. I do wear gloves when I go out. Of course, I've been a chef for so many years, so I'm used to wearing gloves. But I carry a little clip-on, you know, sanitizer bottle, and I put that on my hands when I walk in. Usually carry the virus wipes. You know, Lysol wipes, and take a couple of those with me, wipe off the handle of the shopping cart, walk through, just try to stay away. You know, it's tough, though, but I have the fullest confidence that we're going to be able to get through this. Yep. and be able to adjust. Now, I got to tell you, it is a different vibe when you're out in the public and you decide and you have to go out there and you see a bunch of people with masks and gloves on walking away. And some of the masks are quite inventive and decorative, and so it's kind of funny to see all that. But I just ask one thing. Just wear some normal clothes. You know, take the pajamas off. You know, maybe comb your hair, something.
Yeah.
Like, give it a little thought.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, obviously this is a golf show, and we love to talk golf first, and we'll talk a little football. In the next segment, we're going to have a good friend of ours on. David Musial with Glenn Lakes is going to be on with us. We'll talk some golf with him. We'll talk the NFL draft. And remember right now, if you will text 251-343-0106, here's the question for you. If you could only play one more round of golf in your life, and you could only play either Augusta or Pebble Beach, tough choices there. Which one would it be? Would it be Augusta National or would it be Pebble Beach?
I think my answer would surprise you.
I'm going to tell you what mine is. Let me mention, too, you may hear in the background a little cooking going on. Boom's Kitchen is open, and we may even get to take a little look at what we may have for post-show lunch. Okay. It ought to be pretty good. It ought to be pretty good. Again, 251-343. If you pick one, leave your name and number and which course you want to play. We're going to give away a five-pack at the end of the show. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to visit with a good friend of ours, David Musial from Glen Lakes. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Radio show, magazine, and TV. Glad to have you on board with us. Remember, you can go to Facebook and check out Southern Fairways Golf. Search that. You can see us there. You can also go to my Facebook at Randy Bergen, or you can go to the YouTube channel, Randy Bergen Golf. Check it out. We're having fun with it. We're playing around with it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, this is the wave of the future. I don't think there's a question about it. Of course, I'm Randy Bergen along with Podsy Danny Spivey. And, you know, Dan, we're going to have fun with this. We're going to make this work.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, you're just pressing a lot of stuff. You got a lot of moving parts right now, Randall. I can tell. I can feel it.
I need a producer.
I'm all the way out at Pebble Beach right now. And just have you, video virtual. But
there you go.
I will tell you, it is a lot of fun. I think a lot of our buddies and our friends and the people that listen to us would appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. Right.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to head down to Foley real quick. We talked about Glen Lakes, and we're going to talk to our man. David Musial is now on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. David, how you doing, pal?
We are doing great. We are doing well here today. Got a beautiful day and a lot of people on the golf course. Hope you guys are doing well.
Well, listen, let me see. We've got to get David's audio up there, I think, real quick. We'll get back to that in just a second, but... Yeah, no, we're glad. We got you going there, Dave. Hey, we have technical issues from time to time, and Dan, as you mentioned, I'm all over the board here. So, but we're going to get it all worked out. No, listen, I got to mention to you. You had a bunch of our friends that went down and played yesterday. Got a text from them, and they said the hospitality, as usual, was fantastic. You always do a great job in hosting them, and they certainly appreciate you taking care of them again yesterday.
Well, we had a big crowd yesterday. I think we played 228 golfers yesterday, and we've today got about 200 on the books. And we really appreciate all the local golfers in the area coming out and playing during this time. The weather's fantastic, and we're just very fortunate that we've been able to stay open during this time. And you know, we just want to thank our listeners out there for, you know, coming out and supporting us.
Visiting with David Musial, our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dan?
Well, David, you know, one of the things I keep asking a lot of the directors of golf and general managers of all these clubs, those clubs that have transitioned, have stayed open during this time, is now that we're about 3.5-4 weeks going into this of trying to understand how to social distance, how to the cleanliness part with the golf staff and the cart staff and everything, the transition, the flipping of golf carts. When you talk about 200 rounds in a day, you're flipping those carts several times if you only have a fleet of, you know, 70 to 90 golf carts. So my question for you, David, is are people still behaving themselves when it comes to the social distancing part? Are they not touching the flag sticks? Are they being more proactive as far as when they walk into clubhouse, do you see anybody wearing masks out there and just so forth, and basically just sticking with the rules and the guidelines that have been put forth?
Well, really, that today could not be a perfect picture of how things are going on a really busy golf day. We have already starting to turn the carts back around again, sanitizing steering wheels, gear shifts, seats, and turning them back around. And it's going to be tough for a while because this is probably something that's going to be continuing on through the month of May, and we don't know how much longer from that. But from all indications that we're getting, is this is kind of going to be the way things will go for May. And the patience that people are having within the clubhouse and the golf shop and understanding the situation, and I think it's just something that it's going to be difficult as far as with our events. And I think as far as public play, pay and play golf, member play, is going to continue to be okay. I think it's where we have the 100-player outing and the scoreboard and the luncheon afterwards, of where those are going to be, somewhat different. And most of our groups are backing up until later, July, August, September, and some even further back, just to make sure we're able to have these, award ceremonies. And that's really, you don't realize how social we are as golfers when we check in and when we finish. And, that part is going to probably be a little while longer. We only have, a couple of events, and those are, outdoor, check in, hop in your cart and go, and, results online and that type of thing. But, it's good for golf. I just think it's going to be kind of pay and play golf for a while, and we're very fortunate there is no other game in town, and you can't go watch an event. You can't go to eat dinner somewhere, and for us, we're just very fortunate here and appreciate everybody coming out.
David, I know we talked last week about when golf returns, and we know from a professional standpoint that that's going to happen in June. Until then, okay, as you mentioned, we really don't have a lot of sports going on. Golf courses that are open are just overrun. As you mentioned, you're having to turn a lot of golf carts. A lot of these folks, a lot of these different golf courses are doing the same thing. How do you anticipate? Let me see if I can rephrase this. When we do reopen, when golf becomes on TV again and the professionals are playing, they're out on the tour again at all levels, will golf continue? Will you see a resurgence in the number of folks that are coming out to play the local courses?
I think so. I'll tell you why. If you look through our parking lots completely full and looking at license plates that you see Mobile, Pensacola, in Baldwin County. And, typically you see from all, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, different places, Missouri, different places coming down for beach trips. And they're not here. So you have to figure that it's going to be a really good thing when this passes and people are able to come to the beaches. I think as far as for tour events and as far as for different things happening, as far as that aspect, it's going to be tough because of the crowds together. And if you think about touching, you think about a football game. You know, just got through the NFL draft and you're thinking, we're excited about NFL football to come up. And, you're stuffed into the Superdome and everybody there together and the crowds. And that's something that's going to be a lot of challenges for a lot of different professional sports to decide how they're going to handle that. Because that's the real issue. You're really seeing it now, is that the things that where people are together and touching and seats together are going to be the real challenges that our country's going to have. But, hopefully, with television and taking some different steps, we're going to see a different world as far as with sports, I think, from here on, because the country has to have it. I mean, these schools have to have it. The economy and the money that it brings, that, it's going to be challenging to see what does happen. But I think you're going to see a different world. I think you're going to see a different fall. I think you're going to see possibly college football with less fans or no fans or somewhere in between. And I think it's going to happen and just be something like we've never seen before.
Well, and I mean, right now is a good example. There's a lot of folks doing a lot of different things, and look at what we're doing. Okay, we are now trying to make video happen and going to have fun with it, and we'll see what happens. But I want to ask you one question before we start talking a little NFL draft. Now, I got a couple questions for you there before we run out of time. But one of the questions is thank you. You were giving away a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. The question, and we want folks to text in if you would like a chance at winning this 5-pack, is at 251-343-0106. The question is if you only had two courses, you could only play one more round of golf in your life, and you could either play Augusta or Pebble Beach. It was one of the two. Which one would it be? All right, Augusta or Pebble Beach? I ask you, David Musial with Glen Lakes, which would it be?
I'd have to say Augusta National. I just, you know, if there's one place that I would like to play on my bucket list, that's it. I have not played Pebble Beach, but I will end up doing that at some point. But, you know, William Dabney, my superintendent that worked at Augusta National, and he can pull some strings for me here at some point where we can be able to sneak over there. But his mother worked there for many years. And now I'm looking forward to the Masters in November. You know, I may sneak over and watch, you know, either practice round or watch around when it comes and put the stocking cap on and go. But should be fun to watch the Masters in the fall. Scores might be high. Who knows what the weather could be, you know. So I think it's good, you know, good things coming ahead as far as with seeing. I'm glad it didn't get canceled, but it is postponed. Now, how about you? Where you want to play?
Well, I got to be honest with you. You know, I would love to go to Pebble Beach. I really, really would. But there is no question in my mind that Augusta is where, if I only had one place to play, it would be Augusta National. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Dana, I don't know if I heard that correct,
what David just said, but it sounded like I think we got invited to go play Augusta National.
I took it just like that, David. We have very selective hearing when we hear about insides, you know, how hookups. So, we will look forward to that, David. I really appreciate that.
The funny thing is that William got to play it so many times, it got to be kind of old hat to him. There's times where he'd get asked to play. Yeah, he was working on the golf course so many times that he played it, you know, a number of times. But, no, it's nothing like it. And, I look forward to, you know, the Masters coming this fall and you know, hope we are able to get out there and see spectators, you know, at that point on the golf course. But, you know, who knows?
Well, there you go. All right, David, let me ask you this real quick before we let you get out of here. Let's talk about the draft. And we know Joe Burrow went first. Chase Young from Ohio State went second. And then you had another kid from Ohio State that went third. But for Georgia, they got the fourth round. Your boy Andrew Thomas, the tackle, goes to the Giants. What's your thought on the draft?
I'll tell you that if you look at the offensive players that they had, you know, and actually the last player was Crowder, the linebacker, got drafted, last player in the whole draft, I think, from Georgia. But DeAndre Swift, going to the Lions, I think is exciting. I think it's be fun to watch where you've got Stafford playing and DeAndre Swift. That Jake Fromm went all the way back to the fifth round, and they said in the combine his arm looked weak. You know, what can you say there? Maybe he can make a good backup and improve himself, and you never know, you know, about getting in. But, Tua going to the Dolphins is going to be exciting. I'm curious to see if Talia heard rumors about him transferring to University of Miami. Interesting to see what happens there. But, I didn't think any real surprises, you know, as far as with what happened with the draft. And, I think the Georgia players will play well. Got a lot of NFL players from Georgia out there, just like Alabama and But how many LSU players were drafted? Was it 14? I think it was a record.
I think it was 12. 12 for LSU.
Had five in the first round.
Yeah.
And Alabama had four. Yeah.
So. Georgia had two offensive linemen. Had two offensive linemen drafted the first round.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm ready for sports to get back. I know there's a lot of folks that are anxious, and whether it's football, basketball, getting out playing some golf. I'm ready for baseball. I mean, we're ready for all of it. So let's get back out for sure. Hey, David, before we go, folks want to get in touch with you and set up a tee time at Glen Lakes. What do they need to do?
Give us a call, 955-1220. Set up a tee time. As far as golf lessons, you can give me a call at that number or send me an email to musialgolf@yahoo.com. We're doing instruction right now, and some people are really taking advantage of some time off of work to be able to work on their game, which is great. We are doing club fittings at this time, and we want to thank you guys on the show so much for supporting us at Glen Lake. The golfers coming from the area and being able to listen to the show and get good information about our hours and things that are open here at the club, that we really do appreciate it. And we're going to continue these local specials, you know, on through May also.
Get out there and play. If you've not put Glen Lakes on your playlist, you certainly need to do that. Fun place, as you mentioned, the superintendent, William Dabney, does a great job. Green's always rolling great. The fairway's always nice. And, I'll tell you, that dunes is a fun. Number 16, hope the wind's not in your face. Hope the wind is not in your face.
You just got to lay up, Randall. That's it. You just lay up, buddy.
Don't go for it. Yeah. I say lay back.
It's all right.
Pull Zach Johnson over. Lay back. All right. Hey, David, thanks for hanging in there, man.
All right, thank you guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, buddy, there you go. David Musial with Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, hey, we're going to give away that 5-pack. Plus, I'm giving away a 2-pack to Timber Creek. Don't go anywhere. It is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and TV, along with magazine. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, TV, and magazine. Glad to have you on board with us. I'll tell you, you know, we say it each and every Sunday, time goes by so fast. And Danny, I got to tell you, now that we've put the element of video in here, it has gone by extremely, extremely fast. And this segment will fly by, no question. Now, we're going to give you one more opportunity here. If you would, give us your name, phone number, and let us know. You need to text us at 251-343-0106. If you could only play one more round of golf. And the only two courses available, unfortunately, would be Augusta National and Pebble Beach. Which one would you play? Would it be Augusta National or would it be Pebble Beach? Text us 251-343-0106. Put your name in the hat. We're going to give away a 5-pack coming up in just a few moments. You know what I'd like to do right now? And I'm going to... our phone producer is Philip Bush, guy pushing all the buttons, Charlie Moss. Glad to have them back in the studios helping us out here. But here's one for you, Danny. I'm going to give away a 2-pack to Timber Creek. Now, here's what we're going to do, all right? I am going to take, you have to be a first responder. That means you have to be a doctor, a nurse, a fireman, a policeman, or active military, okay? Fourth phone call, 251-343-0106. You're going to get a 2-pack to Timber Creek, but you have to be a first responder, doctor, nurse, fireman, policeman, or active military. You will win a 2-pack with cart to Timber Creek, okay? 251-343-0106. All right, so there you go. Now, there's several ways right there how you can win some free golf, Dan.
Well, I mean, and I love that idea. You know, of course, everybody, you know, I won't say, you know, everybody has suffered during this time period. You know, some are just really stepping up that have to. They're putting themselves in a lot more harm way than you and I, Randall. There's no doubt in that. But, you know, going back to the golf part, it was interesting. David was talking about how many rounds they're doing, and I know a lot of our local courses, thank goodness, are doing some rounds because they need it. And just to put it all in perspective, golf nationwide is about an $84 billion industry. Okay, I want you to wrap your mind around that. And employs somewhere just shy of 2 million jobs annually. So, you know, it's one of those things to when our government or the state or from a federal level are making some choices on what we need to calm down. Obviously, being out in the great open on a golf course is at less risk. You still have to use a lot of common sense and not only think about yourself, you know, think about other people around you, and it's all good. But I will tell you one thing, getting back to some serious golf here. Rory McIlroy has been world number one for 91 weeks total, okay, Randall?
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the year, I made a prediction, right? Do you remember that prediction is?
Danny, we make so many. I don't remember.
You remember exactly what it was. Go ahead. You can say it. It's part of.
Oh, no. No, you do it.
All right. John Rahm, well, at the end of this calendar year, or this golf year,
right,
will be the number one ranked player in the world. Now, they suspended the official world golf ranking points and how all that until they get back in action. But right now, John Rahm's number two, and I'll let you go ahead and give the rundown on the top 10 in the world. But John Rahm's right there, you know, not too far behind, but he's got a good lead on Brooks Koepka, and he's counting 48 events. John Rahm plays a lot of golf, but as we get back in a swing, you're going to see some heavily weighted tournaments, and when I talk about that, I talk about, you know, basically the Memorial. You're going to see a lot of the players choose right now, Randy, to play either the Charles Schwab Challenge, you know, the first one out of the gate, June 14th at Colonial, RBC Heritage, not everybody's favorite golf course. It's a wonderful golf course, Harbortown.
Right.
I love it. So some are going to play there. I expect to see John Rahm there. But the Travelers Championship, you'll see some people, the Rocket Mortgage and John Deere. There's going to be jockeying before we get to the Memorial. And at the Memorial Tournament, I think you'll see just about every single one of these top 10 players in the world, unless, you know, there's some travel restrictions, so to speak. But this cat's going to come out. He's going to come out ready to go. John Rahm, I'm talking about. And I know everybody else is, but it's going to be interesting. But I just think with his ball striking, how consistent he is, because you got to look at how you become world number one. It's got to be consistency along with wins, but also big-time finishes in majors. And there's not a whole lot of people that do it better than John Rahm.
Well, you're right. You're right. I agree with you. You mentioned the top 10. Let me go ahead and give those to you real quick. Rory McIlroy, he is number one. John Rahm, number two, as you mentioned. Brooks Koepka, number three. Justin Thomas, former University of Alabama standout, is fourth. Dustin Johnson, fifth. Adam Scott, he's a Masters winner. He played at Augusta a couple of times and done very well. He is number six. Patrick Cantlay, number seven. Patrick Reed, Masters winner there, number seven. Webb Simpson, if you remember last year, I said Webb Simpson was a guy you needed to watch out for. You need to watch him this year. He's playing extremely well. He's number nine. And round out your top ten of the official world golf rankings, the man you're really jealous of, Dan, he has the flowing mane. His name is Tommy Fleetwood.
He has some serious hair. Now, wouldn't it be funny? I haven't paid much attention. I haven't seen any posts, and maybe Tommy's posting some stuff out there. Maybe he comes out and he goes ahead and he cuts it. Maybe he does some a little more cropped kind of do. I don't know. No, I like the long flowing.
Would it not be funny if he came out looking like Joe Exotic?
Yeah. I knew he did.
How about that?
We were reading each other's minds there across the country.
Okay. Are you ready? Which golf course won, Pebble Beach or Augusta? Which do you think, Dan?
I'm going to say Pebble Beach won.
Yeah, Pebble Beach did win. Of the two golf courses, you had one chance to play golf, one last time to play golf in your life. Which would you play, Augusta or Pebble Beach? Pebble Beach, the winner there. Over 60% of the participants said they would go play Pebble Beach. Interesting. But here's your winner, and he picked Pebble Beach. Michael Neal, okay? His name was drawn from the hat. So, Michael, congratulations. You get the five-pack to Glen Lakes, and we're still got some phone calls coming in for the two-pack to Timber Creek.
Well, I've been getting some text here. I did get a text from my older brother, who has played golf all over the world at all the best golf courses, and unfortunately, I was not able to join him, and that's a whole nother segment of the show. But, no, he said, hands down, he's played both Pebble Beach and Augusta, and he said, hands down, Augusta. He'd rather play again his last round.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's interesting. You know, Danny, we got some great, great sponsors of the show. Of course, we got to thank our good friends over at McConnell Automotive. Listen, if you're looking to buy a new vehicle, what you need to do is make sure you do yourself a favor and check out our friends at McConnell Automotive. You can check them out online, and now's a great time to do that. Go to McConnellAutomotive.com. Also want to thank our good friends over at Lakewood Yacht and Country Club. Go and see Brian Barker, Eric Tanner, the fine folk over there do an outstanding job. And how about our friends at Timber Creek? They, too, do a great job for you, and they have been, well, I'll tell you what, you're talking about staying busy. They have been just killing it, man. Go check them out. One of the golf courses that are open, Eastern Shore Toyota, good customers, good sponsors of ours. We're certainly happy to have them on board with us. And Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Now, Boudreaux's is shut down right now. I talked with Matt the other day. They're really anxious to get back and get back in business and serve that fine food to you. So when they do open, we're asking that, you know, support local. Isn't that what we talk about? Do local, all right?
Absolutely. And I mean, I just long for the day when we are set up out there with the cameras and everything, Randall, on the back. Now, I will say, there was a view. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to mention real quick, I got to mention Jason Young, State Farm Insurance. Appreciate him, as well as Bridgestone Golf. I mean, you know, without Bridgestone, they are the official golf glove and golf ball of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and TV and magazine. So check out, if you're looking to play the best golf ball, it is Bridgestone. Check them out. And I got to give an honorable mention to a very good friend of ours. We call him Dirt. Okay, yep. Adam Weldon. If you got gold, silver, you want to get the best money for that gold or silver, go see our good friend down at Adam's Tide Pond in Foley. Go see Adam Weldon. He does a great job for you. So there you go.
Well, and I cannot wait for Malvin's Chiropractic, of course, Meredith, Dr. Meredith and Jim to reopen here sometime, and all that good stuff, you know, getting in there. Now, I do want to bring up one thing, Randy, as we have towards the end of this hour. We got to go fishing the other day,
We did. And yeah, I'm trying to see. Let me see if I can pull that up, Danny. While you, there it is right there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, for those on, for those of you on radio, all you're going to be able to do is hear this, I do believe. If you're on TV, you'll be able to hear it as well. So, okay, hear and watch it. So, let's see right here if you can.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not getting that. We're not getting that.
But
let's see here.
We did get to go out into the bay, and
why are you not getting that, Dan?
We did get to go out into the bay. Of course, Vern, everybody's favorite brother-in-law, took us out in his boat, and of course we went nice and early out on the out in the bay by 6 a.m. And let's just say it was a beautiful. I'm going to answer my fishing questions. I'm going to tell you about the fishing the way I introduce or talk about a bad round of golf. You know, in a bad round of golf, I was just glad to be out there. It's so beautiful. You know, the camaraderie and the fellowship was great. But let's just say on the fishing, it was a great day to be out there in a beautiful bay with two good buddies. And it's not about catching fish, Randy. But how many fish did you catch?
Yeah, I caught four.
How many bird catch?
Four.
And?
Dan?
Zero!
Goose egg.
All right.
I'll tell you what, it has been fun, all right? Been a fun hour. We'll be back with you again next week, and hopefully we'll get all the video working right, everything. We're going to get through this, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun. Dan, good show. Enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
All right, I'm getting on my plane. Head back your way.
There you go. All right. Thanks to our producers, Philip Bush and Charlie Lawson. Thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and our good friend David Musial at Glen Lakes. Go check him out. Hey. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, see you next week. Bye-bye.